It's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young. As U.S. and NATO troops look to wind down operations in Afghanistan, will they be leaving behind increasingly threatened women? On August 13th, a female parliamentarian was kidnapped and held for ransom by alleged Taliban fighters, the second female parliamentarian from her province to be attacked this month. The week before, a female senator, her husband, and their 8-year-old daughter were attacked. The child died. In July, a female police lieutenant was shot and killed in the southern province of Helmand. Earlier this year, President Obama signed into law a bill to increase security of Afghan women during the drawdown. Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson and Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey were the co-authors. And Senator Casey joins us now. Welcome.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
And with you, sitting right there with you, is Soraya Pakzad, a woman Time magazine named one of the 100 most influential people of 2009 and an activist in Afghanistan, but here in this country. Mrs. Pakzad, welcome to you as well.
Well, thank you so much. Great to be with you.
And just your thoughts on this violence. Is this an increase? We remember before 9/11, the emails that were flying around about the women who had been repressed by the Taliban, forced to wear burqas. It was thought that the U.S. invasion would help women in particular. So what is happening now?
Yeah, generally the security, unfortunately, getting worse. And when the troops leave, some area is going to be the hand of the Afghan local police, which they cannot protect the security of those areas and protect the people. So, unfortunately, violence against women increase.
So you're saying that these attacks are increasingly happening against women. But am I hearing you saying as well that you don't think that the Afghan police taking over as the U.S. troops draw down are able to protect the women, or do they not want to protect the women?
When they are in direct fight with the Taliban, protection of women, especially women activists, is always forgotten by the police of Afghanistan. And also when it goes to civil society, to women activists, they say that's not their responsibility. But in fact, that is their responsibility to protect all civilians, all citizens of the Afghanistan. But they take only care about the government officials.
Senator Casey, what would your legislation do to change this? What are the teeth in the legislation that might actually have an impact?
Well, the key part of this legislation was an attempt to, frankly, to build upon the great work that Soraya and so many others had done. We not only want to make sure that we're training the Afghan army and the Afghan police, but we're also insisting that they have the kind of gender sensitivity and training that is necessary. And also that we're taking substantial steps to do the recruiting so that there are more Afghan women who are police officers and soldiers. The implementation of the legislation still has some gaps in it. So I'm going to be introducing new legislation to do a number of things. First of all, to increase that gender awareness and responsiveness among the Afghan army and police. Secondly, to increase the actual numbers of women who are members of both the police and the army, and to provide a measure of protection when women are voting in the upcoming election in April of next year.
So that I have it clear, you're saying
yes,
that the current legislation wants to better track and be aware of this issue, but you're
right,
looking for legislation to increase more gender awareness, to increase the number of women in official positions, and to have protection for them in the election that's coming up. But how will you enforce it? Will it be tied to some kind of aid? I mean, what kind of leverage is there?
Well, we have leverage now, and we have to use every tool. Sometimes it might be with the leverage of aid. Sometimes it might be determined and focused and really aggressive pressure and diplomacy. But we shouldn't kid ourselves, I guess is the best way to say it, that over time it has to become a priority and a responsibility and a commitment by the Afghan government, the president of Afghanistan, whoever that is in 2014. This is going to be a challenge, and we know the great strides that have already been made just in the last decade, not only because of American, because of the United States' commitment, but because of the determined efforts and the real courage demonstrated by Soraya and people like her.
Well, back to Soraya. Mrs. Pakzad, you were trying to get more freedoms for women back in 1998 when the Taliban was ruling, and you started to meet secretly. You formed the group you now lead, The Voice of Women. organization. 2008, you won the International Women of Courage Award from the U.S. State Department, and as we said, made Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People the next year. So this is something that has been a long cause for you. Are you disappointed that women don't have more rights, given that the U.S. has fought this long war there? Many thought that the U.S. coming in and toppling the Taliban would solve some of the problems for women. And as we see, now the violence is on the increase again. Are you disappointed?
Actually, the progress made so far on women's rights issues, we are happy with that. We have quota for parliament. 27 seats are taken by women. Generally, we are happy, but the problem that currently we are facing to that is the number of laws are not enforced. Yesterday, my talk with Senator Kisi, that was as well, that if we can push the government of Afghanistan to put the law in force. So freedom is there, women's right is there, and we can enjoy our freedom like women here in the United States.
But just one last question. You talk about how activists are not being protected. Are you afraid? You're one of the most high profile.
Yeah, that is unfortunately the fact. Whenever we are facing threats, we go to the government of Afghanistan and explain the issue. The reason that they are not able to protect all women activists, the way that they explain is that they don't have enough soldiers for their own duty. But it is a kind of, you know, political issue as well. But when you see a man, a head of organization, you know, and a number of bodyguards who are the police officers and police soldiers are following them, has a bodyguard, has security staff for them. But when it goes to women issue, they are thinking women are not that much, you know, important and that much at risk. And they said, don't take those threats serious.
Well, we wish you the best. That's Saraya Pakzad, an Afghan activist fighting for more women's rights in that country as the U.S. draws down its troops. We've also been speaking with Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey, who wants to draft more legislation to protect Afghan women. Senator Casey, Mrs. Pakzad, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.